from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello listener, welcome back with me Rahma. In today's edition, we'll present some segments for you, starting from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well listener, let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency of 3325 and 4755 kHz, website voinews.id, and RRI Digital mobile app. English program of Voice of Indonesia can also be accessed in our mobile application, RRI Digital.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the main points. Indonesian Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto meets Vietnamese President, says Indonesia ready to help Typhoon Yagi victims. Vietnam wants Indonesia to train its officers as UN peacekeepers. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Minister of Defense Prabowo Subianto on Saturday met Vietnamese President Tô Lâm in Hanoi, Vietnam. During the meeting, which was part of Prabowo's visit to Southeast Asia, the Indonesian Minister of Defense stated that Indonesia is ready to assist Vietnam for disaster management of Typhoon Yagi. Defense Minister Prabowo, as quoted by Antara in Jakarta on Saturday, expressed concern and condolences on behalf of the Indonesian government and people to the President of Vietnam. Typhoon Yagi hit the northern region of Vietnam, including Hanoi, on September the 7th until 12th. According to a number of local experts, Typhoon Yagi became the strongest storm in the last 30 years, considering that the storm brought wind speeds of nearly 150 kilometers per hour. Data from local authorities as of September the 12th, Typhoon Yagi caused 199 deaths, 800 injuries, and 128 people reported missing. Then many buildings, bridges, and important infrastructures were damaged by the storm. Vietnamese President Tô Lâm, during a meeting with Indonesian Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto, asked Indonesia to train officers of the Vietnamese Armed Forces to become United Nations peacekeepers. President Lâm conveyed this when the two met in Hanoi, Vietnam, Saturday. Quoting Antara in Jakarta, Sunday, during the meeting, Minister Prabowo also said that the two countries are currently cooperating quite closely in the field of defense. Regarding Vietnam's request, Indonesia is one of the countries that since 1957 has routinely sent its troops to join United Nations peace missions in various countries. Indonesia also has a peacekeeping mission center, which is under the Indonesian Armed Forces headquarters, to prepare and train Indonesian soldiers before they serve as UN peacekeepers. Indonesian Ambassador to Peru and Bolivia, Ricky Suhendar, said Friday that the 2024 Indonesia Latin America and Caribbean, or INALEC, Business Forum in Lima, Peru, will be used as a pilot for the implementation of INALEC in the following year. INALEC 2024 was officially closed by the Director General of America and Europe of the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Umar Hadi, with a record of business transactions reaching more than $1 billion. This amount increased 157% compared to the previous year, which was only reached to $20 million.
INALEC tahun ini di Peru, sudah oleh pimpinan akan dijadikan benchmark.
INALEC in Peru will be used as a benchmark, a format for future activities. Indeed, we have a target, but this exceeds it. So it is a surprise that the transaction value we get exceeds the target we set. One of the reasons for the soaring achievement of business transaction at Inalec 2024 is the participation of the Indonesian Aviation Industry, PT Dirgantara Indonesia, IPTN North America. According to Ambassador Ricky Suhendar, this effort was made to develop Indonesia's business potential with Latin American and Caribbean countries, which so far has been filled by the four-wheeled vehicle sector.
Kita memang coba untuk masuk produk-produk lain, khususnya.
We are trying to enter other products, especially the high-tech sector, namely aircraft. And thanks to good cooperation with PTDI, PTDI sent its representatives to Lima and then met directly with enthusiasts, finally reached an agreement. In the Inalec 2024 event, PTDI IPTN North America successfully signed cooperation contracts with Peru, Chile, and Ecuador to market N219 aircraft products in the Latin American and Caribbean regions. In addition, Inalec 2024 also held a discussion forum on the role and contribution of young people, both from professionals and academics, to help strengthen the partnership between Indonesia, Latin America, and the Caribbean, from Lima, Peru, and the Caribbean. President Director of the Indonesian Antara National News Agency, Ahmad Munir, said that Antara fully supports a media landscape that respects truth and diversity for a more harmonious world. He was speaking at the BRICS 2024 Media Summit in Moscow, Russia, Saturday local time. BRICS is an intergovernmental organization comprising Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, Iran, Egypt, Ethiopia, and the United Arab Emirates. He continued that the diverse media landscape of BRICS provides an important platform to amplify voices that may be marginalized. Its coverage has helped to balance the global narrative and ensure that multiple perspectives are represented. According to Munir, BRICS media coverage has helped gather voices from all corners of the world, creating a global chorus for biodiversity. In front of the BRICS media leaders, Munir said that the media is not only a recorder of events, but also an architect of global dialogue. At the BRICS Media Forum, Munir called on all parties to value the media as more than just a news source. Iran on Saturday announced its successful launch of a homemade research satellite, Jamran-1, into space. Iran's state news agency, IRNA, reported that the satellite was in a 550 kilometers orbit on Saturday, using KEM-100, a solid-fuel space launch vehicle developed by Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps aerospace experts. KEM-100 completed its suborbital flight test in November 2022. According to the report, the main mission of Chamran-1 is testing hardware and software systems to prove the technology of maneuvering in orbit in terms of altitude and phase. Western countries, including the United States, have raised concerns that Iran's missile activities violate UN Security Council Resolution 2231. They claim that Iran is using its satellite program to cover up the development of intercontinental ballistic missiles, which could threaten the Middle East and Europe. Iran has denied the accusations, saying that the missiles it is developing are conventional and comply with UN resolutions supporting the 2015 nuclear agreement. The Russian Defense Ministry on Saturday revealed that Russia and Ukraine exchanged 103 prisoners of war, and the freed Russian soldiers are currently receiving assistance in Belarus. The ministry explained that as a result of the negotiation process between the two sides, in return, 103 prisoners of war of the Ukrainian armed forces were released. In a Sputnik Oana report reported by Antara, the Russian Defense Ministry also said that in the process of returning Russian soldiers, the United Arab Emirates provided humanitarian mediation efforts. Musik. Pope Francis has called on Catholic voters in the United States to vote for the less vile candidate in this election, saying both former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris are against life, a media report said. According to Anadolu agency Saturday, Pope Francis said everyone in conscience should think and make a choice for one of the two candidates. In a rare political commentary, the Pope on Friday criticized both candidates for their immigrant policies and support for abortion rights while speaking with reporters on his flight home from a 12-day tour of Southeast Asia, including Indonesia. The BBC report quoted the Pope as saying nothing by name, but clearly referring to Trump, who has vowed to deport millions of immigrants if he is elected on November the 5th, and Harris, a candidate who is an outspoken supporter of abortion rights. Trump is anti-abortion, while Harris supports a legal path to citizenship for immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally, not mass deportation. Nonetheless, the Pope urged American voters to cast their ballots, saying not voting is a bad thing. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. News from across Indonesia today is on at Nusantara, President delivers direction to military and police officials. President Joko Widodo gave direction to officials of the Indonesian National Military and Police on Thursday, September the 12th at Nusantara Room, the State Palace in the new capital city Nusantara. In his direction, the head of state emphasized the importance of transformation of the new capital city Nusantara as a symbol of Indonesia's progress and future. He said that the development of Nusantara doesn't only focus on the physical relocation of government buildings, but reflects changes in mindset, work culture, and enthusiasm to face future challenges. The president also highlighted the importance of the role of Nusantara in directing Indonesia towards sustainability. In addition, he emphasized that the transformation that is taking place at Nusantara is part of Indonesia's grand vision to realize Indonesia Emas or Golden Indonesia 2045. According to him, Indonesia is targeting a per capita income of $23,000 by 2045. Furthermore, the Indonesian president reminded the national military and police officials about the importance of adopting an efficient and fast mindset and work culture in facing global competition. He also said that the changes are expected to have a major impact on bureaucratic management, both in the Indonesian national military and police. In addition, President Joko Widodo also emphasized the importance of the role of the Indonesian national military and police as the main pillars of national stability amidst the global situation, which is full of uncertainty. The head of state emphasized that countries around the world are currently still in a very serious state of crisis, especially due to the prolonged impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. In this uncertain situation, President Joko Widodo emphasized that stability in Indonesia must be maintained to support development. Not only related to the economy, the president also emphasized the importance of political stability ahead of the government transition that will take place in October and the simultaneous regional election in November. President Joko Widodo asked the national military and police to participate in supporting the government transition process. That was news from across Indonesia.
samudra terbentang khatulistiwa. Di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena kita Indonesia, jangan pernah terpecah belah. Walau kita berbeda, walau kita tak sama, tetaplah satu kita, kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Start Today in History with September the 15th, 1974, the Air Vietnam Flight 706 crash. Air Vietnam Flight 706 crashed on September the 15th, 1974, near Van Rang Air Base in South Vietnam. After taking off from Da Nang International Airport in South Vietnam, then, on a regular flight to Saigon Tan Son Nhat International Airport, the flight was hijacked by Tan holding two grenades. Diduk Tan was a ranger involved in car theft. He demanded to be flown to Hanoi in North Vietnam. For unknown reasons, the pilot approached the airfield at Van Rang Air Base but aborted the landing. Shortly after, the plane crashed from an altitude of 1,000 feet or 300 meters, killing all 75 people on board. Moving on to September the 15th, 2008, the first International Day of Democracy. In 2007, the UN General Assembly decided to celebrate September the 15th as the International Day of Democracy, which encourages governments to strengthen and consolidate democracy. The International Day of Democracy also aims to be a medium for promoting the role of governments in maintaining open democracy among all member states of the UN Charter. Quoting the official UN website, the International Day of Democracy provides an opportunity to review the state of democracy in the world. Democracy is both a process and a goal, and only with the full participation and support of the international community, national government bodies, civil society, and individuals can the ideals of democracy be realized into a reality that can be enjoyed by everyone, everywhere. Thank you. end today in history with September the 15th, 2017, the Parsons Green train bombing. On September the 15th, 2017, at around 8:20 a.m. local time, an explosion occurred on a District Line train at Parsons Green Underground Station, London, England. 30 people were treated in hospital or emergency care, mostly for burns, by the crude bucket bomb with a timer containing the explosive chemical TETP. Police arrested the main suspect, 18-year-old Iraqi refugee Ahmed Hassan, in the departure area of Dover Port the following day and then raided several addresses, including the foster home of an elderly couple in Sunbury-on-Thames, where Ahmed Hassan lived. That was today in history.
Listener, in this week's listener's mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply to an email from Andri P. Sanyi in Georgia. He was listening to English programs through frequency 4755 kHz on September 2, 2024 with SINPO 45544. Hello, sir. Thank you for sending audio of our English broadcast. It is so clear. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. Well, listener, here is a beautiful song to brighten up your day. Enjoy.
Fabian Andriansah, saya nikahkan dan saya kawinkan engkau kepada Ananda Nih Ketut Mahalini Ayu Raharja dengan mas kawin dibayar tunai.
Saya terima nikahnya dan kawinnya Niluh Ketut Mahalini Ayu Raharja binti Igede Suraharja dengan mas kawin yang tersebut dibayar tunai.
Alhamdulillah.
Kau ganti senyuman, lukiskan hayalan, susun cerita masa. Bisikan rayuan, merayu raya bahagia. Sayang, perjalanan kita akan berlayar, berlabuh di tujuan yang sama, bermuara di keabadian. Kita akan berlayar, berlabuh di tujuan yang sama. Tenang, peluk tanpa pun.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz, website voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. In today's edition, we'll give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on ahead of the MotoGP event, 10 famous MotoGP racers parade in Mataram City. Director of Operations of In-Journey Tourism Development Corporation, ITDC, and Chairman of Pertamina Grand Prix of Indonesia 2024, Troy Rezawaroka, said that before the 2024 Mandalika MotoGP on September the 25th, a parade of 10 of the best racers would be held, including racers who had won world championships, such as Marc Marquez. The route that will be taken by these MotoGP racers is around Mataram City. Meanwhile, ahead of the implementation of the international race, the organizers are making special preparation. They include transportation and security facilities to get to the Mandalika circuit and other supporting facilities. Troy Rezawaroka explained on Wednesday that at the 2024 MotoGP event, the organizers can ensure that all facilities related to this international class motorcycle racing event are ready. In addition, the 2024 Mandalika circuit race will be presented to riders and spectators with a different MotoGP race than the previous year. Previously, to beautify and prepare well, the organizers had closed the circuit area to the public for repairs and improvements to facilities and infrastructure. These include adding canopies for visitors, patching asphalt, painting tracks and paddocks, improving circuit track facilities, and adding security facilities such as CCTV and other electronic devices, beautifying parks and greening. According to Troy Rezawaroka, the purpose of the closure and improvements is to maintain high standards and quality as well as the safety of racers and spectators ahead of the international event. The Pertamina Mandalika MotoGP Championship will take place on September the 27th until 29th, which will be held with various sessions, starting with a warm-up session and taking pole position until the peak event on September the 29th. The organizer hopes that this international racing event will have a major economic impact on improving the economy and tourism in Indonesia, especially in Lombok Island, where Mandalika is located. In addition, it is hoped that the 2024 Mandalika MotoGP will have a greater economic impact than last year, which was 3.4 trillion rupiahs. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voinews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Now we will reply to an email from Najim Udin in India. In his email, he wished RRI to have more and more progress and success to connect people around the world. He also wishes a bright future and all-round success to all its well-wishers. In his letter, Najim Udin asks VOI souvenirs. Hello, sir. Thank you so much for your prayers and wishes. But I'm really sorry because at this moment, we cannot meet your request. I hope you're not disappointed. Instead, I'll play a beautiful song, so keep listening to VOI, and here is the song.
Sampai kapan ku harus menunggu kisah kita seperti Oh, takut bisa.
Thank you for joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present to you Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is featuring S. Goyang from Jakarta. Jakarta in the past had a variety of culinary delights. Along with the development of the times, many of them are increasingly rare or even starting to become extinct. Setu Babakan, one of the tourist attractions in South Jakarta, which is also the center of indigenous Jakarta, known as Betawi culture, has a mission to maintain all the culinary riches that Jakarta has, one of which is S. Goyang. S. Goyang is actually not an original Betawi culinary delight, but comes from Bandung, West Java. According to the story, around the 90s, this S. Goyang migrated from Bandung and then became popular in Jakarta. Indeed, it is somewhat similar to the world-famous pop cycle. It is called S. Goyang. S means ice, while goyang means to shake, because it comes from the process of producing it, which is by shaking the ingredients. The S. Goyang seller's cart is equipped with a cooler in the form of a room or box underneath, filled with ice cubes. This cooler is then shaken by the seller while pushing the ice cart everywhere. So, an S. Goyang seller must be strong because in addition to pushing his ice cart, he must also shake it from time to time. This S. Goyang is sometimes also called S. Lilin, because its long shape resembles a lilin or candle in Indonesian. The ingredients for making S. Goyang consist of coconut milk, granulated sugar, food flavorings and color, and the main ingredients is hung kue flour. Hungkwe flour is mung bean flour. This type of flour is widely sold in the traditional markets in Jakarta. In its development, to attract buyers, S. Goyang was made with various flavors. To get a variety of flavors, hungkwe flour is added with other ingredients such as avocado, durian, chocolate, strawberry, and pandan. The method of making S. Goyang or S. Goyang is also not complicated. The ingredients are mixed until they reach a certain thickness, then the mixture is poured into a mold. The mold is then put into a cooler containing chunks of ice. S. Goyang seller carts usually have a fairly large cooler in the middle. Before the ice mixture freezes, the S. Goyang is equipped with a skewer as a handle like a popsicle. After that, the cart is shaken so that ice mixture freezes evenly. After choosing the flavor of the S. Goyang, you are given a choice for the topping. For example, sweet melted chocolate or savory roasted peanuts. Nowadays, to preserve S. Goyang, in shopping center, you can find it put in the freezer. That was Indonesian Wonder today.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, I'll reply to an email from Jawad Saber in Morocco. He was listening to our program in German through frequency 3325 kHz. He also enclosed recording audio of German program. Hello sir, thank you for your attention on our broadcast. Yes, I have heard the audio you sent. I am so glad because it is clear. Please be patient with the reply from the German section. As appreciation, I'll play a beautiful song for you. Well, listener, As information, you can access our broadcast Voice of Indonesia through 3325 and 4755 kHz, also 7780 kHz, broadcasted by WRMI. If you have suggestion or criticism, please send them to voilisteners@gmail.com. voilisteners@gmail.com.
Ku tak pandai berdusta, jujur saja kau boleh juga. Tak bisa ku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada.
You just enjoyed the third song presented by Voice of Indonesia. Next, we have Miss Selene.
Miss Selene today is on Indonesia named Asia's Best Adventure Tourism Destination at the 2024 World Travel Awards. Indonesia won the title of Asia's Leading Adventure Tourism Destination at the 2024 World Travel Awards held on Tuesday, September the 3rd in Manila, Philippines. This title was previously given to Japan, then Thailand and Sri Lanka in previous years in turn. This year, several other countries nominated for the category of Asia's leading adventure tourism destination are China, India, Japan, Malaysia, Nepal, Sri Lanka, and Thailand. The World Travel Awards is an award event for countries for their excellence in various sectors of the tourism industry. Awards are given annually based on votes from professionals in the travel industry and the general public. Thanks to its geographical location, Indonesia offers extraordinary natural wealth, from majestic active volcanoes to lush tropical forests and beautiful coral reefs in the ocean. All of these are the main attractions for adventure tourists. The characteristics and experiences of each adventure tourism objects are different in each place. From trekking in the mountains such as Rinjani to rafting on the fast-flowing rivers of Kalimantan. In fact, Komodo Island offers a rare experience with conservation tourism, where tourists can see Komodo dragons in their natural habitat. Indonesia doesn't only rely on its natural beauty, but also continues to innovate in developing authentic adventure tourism experiences. Currently, global travel agents are contributing to promoting adventure tourism in Indonesia. Quoted from Antara, the international travel agent Interpit Travel focuses on direct interaction with local communities and traditional accommodation. They are targeting to increase the number of tourists to Indonesia to 20,000 people in 2030 and 4,000 tourists in 2024. With special tourism in Sulawesi, Raja Ampat, Kalimantan, and Flores. That was Miscellany Today.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Sore tadi, ku bilang, kau pun bilang perasaannya sama.
Romansa hati di
Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song by Rahmania Astrini. Rahmania Astrini, usually called Astri, was born on July 4, 2001 in Northampton, Massachusetts, United States. Though was born there, she is actually an Indonesian citizen. The singer and songwriter now lives in Jakarta. Her name began to be known after releasing her first single, Menua Bersama, or Growing Old Together, in 2017. After that, Astri continued to produce works that were quite well received by Indonesian music lovers. Moreover, in November 2023, she made history in her music journey by becoming the opening act for Coldplay's concert at the Gelora Bung Karno Stadium, Jakarta. On September 9, 2024, she released a new single with English lyrics entitled Love Me Like You. This love theme song was written by Rahmania Astrini with Tricia Clarissa and Fatan Maulana as producers. Love Me Like You carries a typical 2000s R&B style with a music video featuring dance choreography by Hamada Abdul. Well, listener, let's enjoy the latest single by Rahmania Astrini, Love Me Like You. Enjoy!
I wanna tell you what I'm thinking about now. Doesn't matter what they say about us. You got me all in my feels. You got me head over heels for you, for you. There is nothing I wouldn't do. Don't worry, boy, 'cause being you together sounds real good. Say that you want me too. When we're together here, take away all my fears. Nobody can love me like you. Nobody can love me like you.
listener, thank you so much for listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Please give your suggestion and criticism to our email voilisteners@gmail.com or through our social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at @voi_official, @voi_official. I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.